Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt das, aber der Zahre, Perik Gimel, Mischner Vav. Mischner, ja, beis sei Samach, le beis, aber der Zahre. This person is in a situation where one of the walls of his house is also the wall of an Avodah Zarah house. When I say Avodah Zarah house, I mean that, as the Batnur explains, the people actually serve the house. The house is the Avodah Zarah. V'nafal, and that wall fell in, the wall that he shares with the Avodah Zarah. Zakta the Mishnah also, live Naisai, you can't rebuild it because you're rebuilding a wall for Avodah Zarah. Rather, Kate said, yes, and you can't live without a wall. And really, there's a bigger problem than that. If you're not going to replace the wall, the Avodah Zarah gains. They now have a bigger area, says the Batanur. So what can I do? Kate said, Yasa, Frek the Mishnah. What should he do that he should be able to rebuild the wall? And the answer is, Kainis betach shalai arba amais ubayna. Kainis. Do you learn Perik HaKainis to bring in? Kainis, he must go back, he must bring in. Betach shalai arba amais, four amais within his own property. Ubayna, and build a wall there. That wall will be only for him, not for the Avodah Zarah. Now this is assuming that the wall was on his property, the whole wall. Underneath the wall was built on his property, but it was also a wall for the Avodah Zarah. Let's say that wall was wide 2 amos, so now he counts those 2 amos, the empty space, because the wall's not there anymore, plus another 2 amos, a total of 4 amos into his property. He'll have a smaller apartment, but he won't be building a wall for the Avodah Zarah. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Hoya, if the place where the wall fell in, Shaloi v'shal Avodah Zarah, in other words, the wall stood half in his Rishos and half in the Avodah Zarah's Rishos. So Nidoin Mechza al Mechza. He should start counting the 4 amos into his property from the half point. The half part that is the place of Avodah Zarah, that doesn't count for the 4 amos. In other words, let's say the thickness of the wall was 2 amos. You're telling me he has to back up 4 amos to replace the wall, to build a replacement wall. Where does he start counting the 4 amos? Well, wherever the wall was from the halfway point, because the wall was 2 amos thick, half was his, half was the Avodah Zarah. So he's counting 1 amah of where the wall stood, plus another 3 amos back into his house, and that's where he builds the new wall. Now, the Chachamim were mesaken that an Avodah Zarah is tame and it's metama, Adam v'kelim. But there's a machloikis as to what exactly the level of tumu was. Zok the Mishnah, Avonav, Eitzav, v'afarai, Avonav, it's stones. Eitzav, it's wood. V'afarai, and it's sand. Now, we're talking about the fallen wall. Right? A wall collapse, you have here a pile of stones, wood, and sand. Metamin kisheretz. It gives over tumah like that of a sheretz. The Torah gives us a list of 8 sheretzim, like low-crawling creatures, whose nevela, meaning when they die, they transmit tumah to people or things that touch it. I remember one of my rebbeim once asked the class, how could it be that a sheretz runs over tumah, touches it with all of its legs, the truma doesn't become tummy? And everyone started saying all kinds of tirutzim, trying to figure it out. Give us overnight, Rebbe, can we ask our father? Till finally someone said, wait a second, the sheretz ran over truma? It's only a dead sheretz that's metame. Oops, we almost missed that one. In any event, Zoktar Mishnah, just like a dead sheretz is metame, same is true for Avodah Zarah. So Memela, the stones, the wood, and the sand, anyone who touches it becomes tummy. A remis to this on the Pasuk. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Shaketz teshaktzenu, you shall treat it with disgust. And Sheketz is the term that the Torah uses in regard to Sheratzim. By the way, the Batanura says, you can't start looking in this pile and say, well, not all of it is metama, some of it came from my wall. No, it's all mixed up. Now, the halacha with something that's metame tuma sheretz is that enechanami, if you touch it, you become tame. But if you carry it without touching it, carrying it in a keli, let's say, you won't become tummy. It's not metame b'masa. So really, to say that the Avodah Zarah is metame kasheretz is somewhat of a kula, somewhat of a leniency. The Batrur explains this because this tumma is only medraban. It's not a deraisa tumma. So they made it an easier kind of tumma. I will bring a raya from the pasuk. That's like an asmachta, a remis from the pasuk. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says, no, the tumma of Avodah Zarah is much stronger. Kenida. It's like the tumma of a nida. Of a woman during her days of nida, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in regard to Avodah Zarah, Tizrem kamaidava, you will scatter them like a distanced nida. Say, go out, leave, Taimeloi, you will tell it. So the remes over here is that we compare the level of tumma of Avodah Zarah to that of nida. And therefore, ma nida metame b'masa. A nida gives over tumma through carrying, even without touching. So af Avodah Zarah, says Rabbi Akiva. Not only is metama a person by touching, but metama b'masa even by carrying without touching. But the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. And that's true for the Avodah Zarah itself, and for sure that the kelim that serve the Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's do our chazara. So we learned in our mission over here, Peri Gimel Mishnah Vav, that if someone had one of the walls of his house that is also the wall of a bias of Avodah Zarah, and it fell down, you can't rebuild it, because you can't rebuild part of an Avodah Zarah. What should he do? Come in 4 amos into his own property and then build? Let's say the thickness of the wall was 2 amos, and it was all in his property. So he can measure those 2 amos, plus another 2 amos into his reshus. He's going to have a smaller apartment, but that's what he has to do. Now, if the place where the wall stood on was half his and half the Avodah Zarah's, let's say it was 2 amos, but out of those 2 amos, the thickness of the wall, those 2 amos, half was his, half was on the place of the Avodah Zarah. So he can count only from his property. His property was half the wall, 1 amah, plus another 3 amos into his reshus. Then the Mishnah told us that, look at the pile of rubble over here. The stones, the wood, the dust, it's metama on the level of sheretz, which is only metama if you touch it, not if you carry it. Rabbi Akiva gave it a more strict tumma. He says it's on the level of tumas nida, which is tumma even through carrying without touching, but the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva.